You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Franklin Music Hall for tonight's sold-out lottery party.
How quick did it sell out?
It took 2 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And 1,200 people?
1,200.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
So let me just vibe check, tonight being the biggest lottery for the Sixers in more than 25 years.
Sure.
Vibe check on what you think is going to happen. Obviously, there are – this is not like predicting a game because there are percentages. But like if in your gut, when the lottery is happening, what happens tonight for the Sixers?
I got to be honest, not that stressed about it. They're going to get the first pick.
The first pick.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. Like maybe,
wow.
Maybe it's because the Phils are playing good and my Birds won the Super Bowl. But I just think that we sacrificed the Flyers.
We did. They got six.
The Flyers got screwed.
Yep.
Broads had a meltdown.
Yep.
And I think the NBA has to do the right thing here. That's where I put my faith in them. Like I need a cold envelope, whatever.
Yeah, frozen envelope.
Don't care.
Yep.
Whatever it takes. There's no way they want him to be a Wizard or a Jazz or any of these like small market teams. Adam Silver stepped in, saved the league, I say league now, with the Doncic trade, when he sent Doncic to the Lakers because he needed ratings. He has to do the right thing tonight, too, and get Cooper Flagg in the Sixers.
Now, do you think Silver would be tempted to give him to the Nets?
No.
Nets are a big market.
Come on, the Nets have had stars. They had
okay.
the KG, right. Pierce, they had Durant.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
No one cares.
Well, because the Knicks are so much bigger than them, so yeah.
Gut check on you, Ike? What's going to happen tonight?
Well, we're locked for top five. I'm not even concerned.
Not losing the pick?
No, we're not losing this pick.
Lose the pick. By the way, Mike was completely right that if they lose the pick, I'm going to go into everybody's still going to have fun mode.
Yeah.
Because I got to start thinking about the show.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to care about that if they lose the pick. Yeah, I'm
so we're
let you know that.
Okay.
We'll start drinking a little more by
okay.
the end. Yeah.
Remember, you got to be on stage.
That's true.
Okay.
Are we going to be on stage after the pick is already done?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when the live show is. Live
That's
show starts at 7:30.
If we don't get it, they're going to boo us.
They're going to boo you anyway, buddy.
Oh, I don't think Phils are hard.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Yes.
Make sure
Ike will get cheered.
Yes.
Ike will get cheered.
Who's that third guy?
So we're locked in.
I do believe
in.
We're top five, though.
So we're locked in for top five.
Yeah. I feel good.
I go back and forth.
I'm nervous about the first pick. I'm hopeful. I'm hoping. I'm bringing positive vibes there. I'm hopeful for it.
Yeah. Yep.
But I feel top three. Like, I feel like we'll get one of the top three
Dude,
picks.
That alien-looking freak is going to give us the first pick. I can feel it.
Silver.
Yeah.
Alien-looking freak.
I can
not Wembanyama.
No,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
I can feel it from Adam Silver.
Yeah, so, like, Philly, we need this. Like, we need this. The league needs it.
So when you're watching them revealing, what you really have to look for is the Sixers can get jumped by one team, but they can't get jumped by two teams.
Okay.
So as they're counting down, and if one of the teams, if the 14th team or the 13th team or whatever has jumped into the top, then we can only then nobody else can jump. So we're actually going to have a thing on stage today sort of explaining what you're looking for. The good thing is, not good thing, is that if the pick is outside of the top six, it just says Thunder up there. So if we see Thunder at 8 or 7 or whatever it is, then we know we don't have the pick.
That would be.
Oh, so we see the Thunder's name up there, then it's
correct.
Not us.
Then it's not us. All right. 215-592-9494. In a moment, Someone who we respect says the Eagles offense going to be much better next year. Rick in Easton, you're on WIP. What's up, Rick?
Good stuff, guys. Before I go draft lottery, I just want to just mention, I think it's a real smart move by the NFL to go. The Eagles play the Cowboys twice, and it's such, there's so many Cowboy Nation people that will tune into that game. We know about the rivalry we have, and they have another Cowboys game anyway. They just don't really know when the Rams game or the Detroit game. There's a lot of prime games that the NFL can go to and flex. So I think it's a real smart move with the NFL going Cowboys-Eagles first game of the year.
Yeah, I think you could say you're not guaranteed, but you're pretty sure that the Lions game is going to be a prime game somewhere, and you know it's going to be that way. And the same thing for the Rams. But you don't really know that with the Cowboys games because of you're not so sure that they're going to be good. So it basically guarantees a prime, an Eagles-Cowboys game that ends up needing a national platform. And, yeah, I also think it's fun. I think there's fun to it as well.
Yeah, if I'm the Rams or the Lions, maybe even Washington, I may feel a little slighted by this.
A little pissed off by it.
Yeah, I may feel a little slighted by this. Because what have the Cowboys done other than be the damn Cowboys to deserve to open up a season against the defending champs? This has been a game for years where it's usually a great matchup against the two teams that were pretty good the year before and are expected to be pretty good the upcoming season. And like, the Cowboys are only in this game because they are the Cowboys.
The Rams just won a Super Bowl, also almost beat the Eagles in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Lions have been great for the last 2 years. Yeah, and
at least Washington has Jaden Daniels that people are excited about.
In the championship game last year. And if you're the Rams, they've made no secret about the fact that they've been salivating the entire offseason about playing the Eagles. Yeah, I can understand.
I still see them being a little slighted. And I'll say this. It has to be, even though you're going on the road to play the Eagles in their building, it's still something, if you're a team, that you get to open up, you get to kick off the season. Everybody is starting by watching you. And not only that, you get the 10-day off. You get 10 days off.
Oh, right.
So
right,
you get after. The extra, you get the mini bye week that comes after that.
Yep.
And if I could now go with the draft. So, you know, there was a great senior from Duke that came out. His name was Christian Leitner. My only concern is, and Ike, you did have a plan, and you're asking the callers, what's their plan? Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure what the plan can be, because we don't know if Embiid and George can come back and play with their age and their health. And you did have a plan, and I didn't agree with it, but it was a plan to trade Maxey and this pick for Giannis. But now my only concern is, and I asked you guys, for your plan, are we guaranteed, probably not, that Cooper Flagg, as a 18-year-old freshman, is he going to be the player we need him to be? We don't really know that either, because look at Christian Leitner. When he came out, he really never became the player that everybody thought he was going to be. So we're not guaranteed that Flagg is going to be that player either. So I don't even know if there really is a plan for this Sixers purgatory and this spiral we're going down. I'll tell you one thing. This is a NBA market, Philadelphia. They better figure something out, because they can't go three more years with disaster. And that's what I wanted to ask, what your plan is going to be.
Well, let me just say this real quick. And I'll
thank you for the call,
Rick. Spike can get into his plan. Yeah. Cooper Flagg and Christian Leitner are completely two different players.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Leitner was a back-to-the-basket basketball player that could turn around and hit a 15-foot jump shot if need be. And then he turned into somewhat of a stretch four or five as he got later in his career.
I thought, and by the way, he was a good NBA player.
Yeah, he wasn't. But you know what it is when you're a great player in college, everyone expects you to be great in the pros, and Leitner just was never that. I think Flagg has a better chance of having more success at this level than Christian Leitner did. Flagg can handle the ball. He can get his own shot. He can shoot the ball. He can face up to the basket and score. He's actually big enough at 6'9" that if he wanted to play in that little mid-range game with his back to the basket, he would have the ability to be able to do that and shoot over guys.
Yeah, he is. He's not raw, but his skills are not developed yet in a way.
I'm going to tell you who I liken him to.
Who?
Another former Duke player.
Hmm.
Jason Tatum.
Oh, really?
A little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, so Tatum, the thing that you worried about with Tatum was that he was going to be a mid-range guy his whole career.
Exactly.
But became an excellent NBA three-point shooter.
And he also was kind of cursed by Jabari Parker not working out. Like I think
that Duke, that style of yeah. Duke player, yeah.
Because Jabari never learned how to shoot a three.
No, nope. Well, I was a big Jabari guy.
I get to see it in your eyes.
Jabari over Wiggins. I was a Parker guy.
Well,
yeah.
the thing about Tatum too is Tatum's become a really awesome defensive player too, because he has the drive, but he also has the physical
skills.
6'8". Yeah, long arms.
He can
arms.
Rebound. Yeah. So I could see Cooper Flagg becoming that type of player.
Yeah, he asked for a plan, and I feel like they always bring this up with the Sixers, and they don't bring it up with anybody else. One word. Well, this is not guaranteed. None of it's guaranteed.
Right.
None of it. I know nobody wants to hear it. No Eagles draft pick is guaranteed.
Well, hold on.
We've missed on plenty of players.
Yes. Not recently.
Not recently, but have missed on plenty of players.
Yeah.
If there was a guaranteed plan, everybody would do it. There's no guarantee that Cooper Flagg is going to become a multi-time All-Star and a Hall of Famer. But, there's also no guarantee he's not.
I know.
And if your reasoning is that Christian Laettner was a guy 30 years ago because he happens to be white and played for Duke.
Totally different game.
And he's a senior.
Yeah.
That's back when college kids stayed all.
Cooper Flagg won National Player of the Year at 18. 17 most of the year.
And watch some of the just hop on YouTube and watch Cooper Flagg playing with NBA players at the USA stuff. And he is a pretty impressive physical guy.
Yeah, he's a player.
And if he has the work ethic that you want, he'll become a good shooter. I don't know if he'll become a knockdown. A great shooter like Paul George, but he'll become good.
Also, his mom's a legend. You see the video of her when he dunked on a guy in the North Carolina game?
No.
She was caught on camera going, on your head.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
Come on, man. You get that in a playoff game here?
And
at the Xfinity Mobile Center?
And YouTube jokes aside, YouTube, big board jokes aside, when it becomes college players, I just lean on the people who I trust who have had good evaluations in the past.
Sure.
And, I know Kevin O'Connor. He is pretty high on Cooper Flagg. He knows about all of his, deficiencies at this point and tells me that he is far and away the number one pick. He's a great prospect, and you go and you get him. And, by the way, the fact that he has not developed that far yet, I think is another reason for keeping Embiid and keeping a competitive team that Cooper Flagg can grow slowly in, as opposed to giving him the ball and telling him, go be Rookie of the Year. I don't care if he wins Rookie of the Year. We had a Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
I agree.
We had two rookies of the year.
Two of them. Yeah.
Two of them. I'm done with rookies of the year. I hope he wins Rookie of the Year, but that doesn't mean anything. And I think Cooper Flagg developing sort of slowly wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. All right. We all love Ruben Frank here, right?
Yep.
We're big Rube guys. Rube, I think, is a big afternoon show guy. And I was reading Rube's, 10 observations or 10 things or whatever. And the first thing was that the Eagles' offense is going to be significantly better this year. And here is what Rube says. The Eagles won 16 of their last 17 games, won the Super Bowl, scored 95 points in the last two games, and it's still fair to say they underachieved on offense. They averaged 26.8 points, seventh highest in the NFL, 361 yards, eighth highest, 10th on third down, 11th in yards per play, 13th in the red zone. Not bad, but with the talent on that roster, the numbers should have been better, and at times the defense really carried them. Now with Dallas Goedert back for 2025, the Eagles returned 10 of 11 offensive starters, with right guard being the only exception. And 8 of those starters were also here in 2023. That sort of continuity is extremely rare in the NFL these days and extremely valuable. When you spent that much time playing and practicing and watching film with the guy lining up next to you, you know how he thinks, you know what he sees, you share his football DNA. Multiply that by 10 guys and you have a unit that has the ability to operate at a truly advanced level. With a Super Bowl MVP quarterback and an MVP caliber running back, two elite wide receivers, and an outstanding tight end and offensive line, I don't see any reason this offense can't take a big leap in 2025. So, it's decent reasoning.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Cohesiveness of the offense. Mm-hmm. What do you, like your opinion, hearing that, like, is a leap from seventh or eighth best offense in the NFL up to top three, is it in the cards just because they all have the same guys and that could take a step forward?
Yeah, you know what? I do believe it's in the cards, man. It's there. The potential for it is there. And the the elephant in the room with this offense all season is going to be, for those of us who don't want to put it out there, is how well Jalen plays at the quarterback position. I don't know how we get around that. You know, if you look at the way he played for most of the year, he played a solid year at the quarterback position. But when you have this level of talent on the offense, solid was good enough last year. So I won't tell you solid isn't good enough, but I don't know if solid is good enough if A, you're talking about repeating as champions when everybody's gunning for you now. The schedule is tougher now. And on defense, from a personnel standpoint, as of right now, you're not going to be as good as you were last year. Their defense being as good as it was last year allowed their offense to be patient and not put pressure on them to have to go score every series because they knew the defense wasn't giving up points. So you can stick with the running game.
Be more conservative.
And be more conservative when you know your defense isn't going to give up more than 14 or 15 points a game. But if you happen to be – if your defense is a defense, let's say gives up – even if it's a touchdown more this year. What is that, 22, 23 points?
Yeah.
That puts more pressure on you as an offense to have to go out and score earlier in games because the dynamics of the game change. This is where the actual details – do matter. So we can't just look at the end of the box score and say, well, the Eagles did this, they ran the ball, and this is how they won. Well, what if they're down 14-0 in the first half? You can't stick to the run then.
No.
You got to throw the ball if your defense is giving up two long drives for touchdowns. So I think the offense does have that potential. But this is going to – Kevin Petrullo and Jalen Hurts, big year for both of these guys. Petrullo – First opportunity in the big chair as a play caller, as an offensive play designer and the coordinator, taking over for a coordinator to just help you win the Super Bowl the year before. So We don't know if Petrullo's going to get more than 1 year of being the offensive coordinator. Brian Wilson did. I mean, Johnson. Brian Johnson didn't. He didn't get a second opportunity. So it's a big year for him, for he and Jalen to get on the same page. But ultimately, it's going to be how Jalen goes out there and performs. And to me, putting the ball up in the air, getting explosive plays with A.J., Devontae, and even having Dallas Goedert back. And, hey, let's find the way to get Dotson involved in this offense. I think that's where this offense takes the next step. Saquon was your explosive player last year on the ground. That's going to be hard to do in consecutive years. You got to get explosive plays through the air more frequently this year. And I think it starts with the passing game. So it obviously starts with Jalen.
Well, and you say getting Dotson involved. How about just getting Goddard more involved?
Or Goddard, yes.
He made big plays last year. He made big plays in the playoffs. He made a big play in that Saints game. They don't win that game if he doesn't make that play. He's here, mm-hmm. you know, like throwing to him. And I think the optimistic person sees the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, and you say, that's how I want to exist.
He broke the seal.
But the other thing you could say with those games is you did have a defense causing
havoc.
Number
one defense in the league,
And in those two games might have looked better than they looked all year mm-hmm. in terms of causing turnovers, getting after the quarterback, all that. And we lost a lot of players on defense too. So I think, you know, and last thing, you're talking about even if this defense goes from allowing 17 points a game to, you said a touchdown mark, even if you get to 21 or 22, mm-hmm. if you're only scoring 26,
it's a lot different.
You know, you're losing three more games that year or four more games just because the games are a lot closer. So I do think it's on Jalen and Petrullo too.
$30-plus million wide receiver, $25-plus million wide receiver, mm-hmm. $10-plus million tight end. And a former first-round draft pick who you spent the third-round pick to get here as a third wide receiver and probably the highest-paid offensive line in all of football. By the way, a $20 million running back.
And a $51 million quarterback. It's a pretty expensive offense.
Yeah. Go put up some points.
And also score in the first quarter.
Yeah. And by the way, an offense that is costing us players on the defense. Like in terms of if you're going to spend that money on the offensive line, you're going to spend that money on two wide receivers.
That's why you couldn't keep Milton Williams and other guys.
And I'm not saying they shouldn't have made that decision.
Yeah.
And I think they probably think to themselves, we have a better chance of finding those types of players in the draft than we have another A.J. Brown or another Devontae Smith. Whatever. I get all of that. But the organization has said, we are investing all of this money on the offense. And if you are, being seventh is not good enough in points, and being eighth is not good enough in yards. It just isn't.
Well, why couldn't Elliott get that last year? Elliott could not seem to grasp at being seventh in points with that amount of talent.
Well, because
it was good enough last year. Yeah, but he had the number one defense.
Well, no, I know.
Elliott would say, well, they'll score points when they need to. And that's like that always drives me crazy because you always need to score points.
But I'll say this, here's where he was hanging his hat, and I kind of agree with him. If your defense is only going to give up 15 points a game,
then you don't need to go crazy. Yeah.
You scoring 30, does it matter if you score 30 or you score 27?
Well, they decided because the defense was so good that they could be risk-averse on offense and cost them points, but they didn't want to give the ball up.
Yep.
And I don't think they can do that next year. Like, I don't think any of us do. All right, 215.
We do agree there.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, speaking of the offense, maybe trade one of the players on the offense. Not A.J. Brown. Not Devontae Smith.
Everyone take a chill pill.
Yeah. But maybe a potential trade with a different guy.
Who the hell can we trade?
Well,
you'll have to see.
YouTube.
You'll have to see.
We're at Franklin Music Hall. The lottery party is tonight. You can't get tickets because it's sold out weeks ago.
Yep, weeks ago. In two weeks.
Yep.
1,200 people.
Yep. What are you doing? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Show on the road today. We are at Franklin Music Hall for tonight's lottery party. As the Sixers' next 10 years directly affected by ping pong balls tonight, which we all have a support system here tonight.
Sure.
Right? If it goes well, it's joy. It's like you won the championship. If it goes poorly, at least we're around everybody else. And then on the road tomorrow for the Surfside Invitational at Ramblewood, I'm just going to tease this. Might have a new outfit.
Nice.
Ah,
might have gone shopping.
Yeah. You kind of like the golf outfits, huh?
This is what I'm going to say.
Golf attire.
It looks pretty good on me, I think.
There you go. You did not look bad. You look good. Yeah,
I looked in the mirror. I was like, I could pull this off.
Yeah.
You know?
I got a new outfit yesterday, too.
Oh, God. We're all styling.
Yeah, that's never good.
No, listen. I might change my old color scheme up.
Oh, really?
Hey, I'm usually a khakis man.
Yeah.
I've mixed in some green shorts this year.
Oh, you'd be like Payne Stewart?
Not like Payne Stewart.
Okay.
Not like Payne Stewart, but I might have gone a little crazy. Might have gone a little crazy.
You stepped out there.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Jackie, baseball, what is the count on the Twitter question as of now?
Yeah, well, listen, obviously.
You weren't looking.
Wasn't looking, but yeah. I have it now, ready to go. Don't yell at me. I know it's
I'm
your
not
very.
Yelling.
Yep.
I've handled myself pretty well once
you
the
have.
Show started.
I'm trying to break you, but
yep.
I'll get there.
Yep.
Do you expect the Eagles offense to take a step forward in 2025?
Okay.
Yes or no?
What do you think, Ike? I know what my guess is.
Well, they're going to say yes.
Yeah, but not.
Oh, well, let me guess. Let me go 58%.
That's what...
Okay, well, 68% say yes.
68%. Okay. Well, that's almost 70%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's still
some dissension in the ranks. But yeah, I would have guessed 58 is where I would have put it as well. 68 is pretty confident. That's a lot of people.
It is pretty confident, yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. John in Abington. You're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, John.
What's up, John?
So, considering the lottery, like I just happened to go on CBS Sports, and it says that the Sixers are the luckiest of pulling the lottery pick. It says,
what does that mean?
Luck tracking holds where flag-headed Philadelphia 76ers by two of our three metrics, the Sixers were far and away the luckiest team in a lottery history.
Good.
Well, good. One more day. That's all I ask. One more lottery.
Go.
Yeah. All the metrics that actually matter, though, are the actual numbers. This isn't something that the past actually matters on. It could make us feel better, but what matters is what happens in that private room. And people do know before it's revealed. Now, I don't think Daryl knows. I don't think.
No.
Yeah, but there is a representative from each team. That
may
knows.
He rest in peace. But Mutombo knew.
Well, we just got to bring Pat Croce back, though.
Yeah. Well, Mutombo, you remember Mutombo congratulated the Sixers on winning the lottery before the lottery was
in the middle of the day
on Twitter. Yeah.
And we all had to pretend like, is that real? Because it can be.
It was 2016. It was real.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
I think Pat Williams pulled out a lottery pick too, didn't he?
Pat Croce won, the Iverson lottery.
And no, Pat Williams, too.
Oh, Pat Williams.
Did he win the Sean Bradley lottery?
No, that was number two.
You mean when they won the lottery?
Well, that wasn't good.
No. We don't have a ton of luck at two. At
that
two,
was,
we've had Evan Turner.
Back in the line of days.
Good player.
Yeah. We had
good league.
We had Evan Turner. We had Sean Bradley. I'm trying to think. The Sixers lottery picks, it's not like a great list.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a Sherrone Wright lottery pick.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Yeah, Sherrone Wright.
Yeah. Like, not a great list.
Yeah, I mean, Fultz, Okafor, Embiid, great. Ben, great.
Yeah.
I mean, as of my lifetime, that's pretty much.
And Iverson.
Iverson, yeah.
Okay, so Ike, told you about a possible Eagles trade.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really, it's just thinking out loud. Derek Carr retires, New Orleans Saints.
Yes.
And, you know, they don't have, they drafted a quarterback this year. Of course, they have big YouTube big board star Spencer Rattler in there.
There you go.
But do you think that it is a possibility that Kellen Moore might be interested in trading for McKee? And, you know, you have to make a decision of Tanner McKee at some point. You basically have 2 years to make a choice because he can be a free agent. You have this year and the next season, and the Eagles just draft Kyle McCord.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a price that you would say that would interest you from the Saints from a draft pick perspective for Tanner McKee? Would a three get it done?
I'm going to surprise you.
Yeah?
Unless they're giving me a second, no.
Really?
Yep. Here's why.
Okay.
For this year, primarily, you want to get to the offseason and think about moving on from Tanner McKee once you know he's in his final year or what have you. Okay. But this year in a back-to-back sort of scenario where you're trying to get back to the title game, I'd rather have Tanner McKee than the other two guys that are on his roster right now. If I had to miss Jalen for a game or two or what have you, I'd rather have Tanner McKee. He's been here, 3 years now. He knows the players. Even though it was some, you know, not necessarily high leverage situations at the end of the year last year where he had to go in there and play, I still like his makeup. He doesn't go out there and he's fumbling all over himself and stumbling all over himself. Seems to know where to go with the football. The players seem to love him as a backup quarterback. So I like that part of it. Big kid with some I think he has a little moxie to him, with a little bit of moxie to him. If it wasn't the Eagles in this type of situation where I'm trying to win another title, I'd be okay with it. I just think he's too important to us to have, if something were to happen with Jalen, to give away a couple of games just for a third-round pick. Like, what am I going to do with a third-round pick?
Right. Draft another quarterback?
Yeah. like, what am I going
to
do with a
third-round pick? I agree with you. Even though I like McCord, yeah. I don't want my backup quarterback to be a rookie.
Yes.
I just don't want a rookie backup quarterback on a team that
Robinson's
has to.
Thompson Robinson's here. Yeah. He's here.
They wouldn't have drafted McCord if they thought a lot
exactly.
of him.
Yeah,
well, what did they think of Tanner McKee, then?
Well, they know.
They may lose McKee at some point.
Yeah, so then get the pick while you
can. No. You need a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
In the 17-game season, a quarterback that has been hurt at the end of every year, and a quarterback who runs, you know, like you need – I just think you say one or two games.
That's what I'm saying.
I count on I always say I want somebody who in four games is not going to ruin the season.
Right.
And can Tanner McKee, depending on what those four games are, go 2-2 or 3-1?
Right.
100% I think he can. And I wouldn't even do it for a two, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on.
A two would be tempting. It'd be hard for me to pass up on a two.
No.
Here's why, from the Saints, because that's going to be a high two.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But that doesn't help me this year.
It's basically a first-round pick.
But that doesn't help me this year.
It's a backup right. quarterback.
Okay, I know it's a backup quarterback, but
that we need.
Maybe.
Well, if we didn't have a backup quarterback last year,
or
maybe
17.
What would they have done in last year?
Well, I don't know.
Fine.
Maybe. Well, Jalen missed what, two games?
Yes.
Like maybe we miss. Maybe we
Well, you could have certainly lost the number two seed.
Sure. And then what happens? Then you're on the road for a playoff game.
And they had two quarterbacks that could run the system perfectly fine. And it's not like McKee.
But what, one was a vet. Like,
are you talking about because of Kenny Pickett?
Kenny Pickett
was
yeah.
fine.
Yeah,
was he
fine.
Great? No.
No
but
it was
people
fine.
Forget the broken ribs game with Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, but
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Had Pickett. They don't have a Pickett sitting around on this roster.
I agree.
DTR.
No.
DTR.
Stop it. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy win the lottery Monday, man.
There we go.
Hey, Chris.
What up, Chris?
We're going to win it. Rig it. Rig it.
I like that.
Rig it. They got to rig it. When we had Maury on the podcast, we said, are you telling Josh Harris to maybe call the league office and rig it? Coy smile.
He can't answer
No. We like putting him in that position, though.
A lot of good things. A lot of that can go on with this. First of all, you know, I think Blue Chew will get an uptake in their stretch of their dollars with a lot of planting of flags going on.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Wow.
More importantly, though.
Not at half-mast, right?
Yep. Well, listen, more importantly.
Full staff.
Yep.
Spike and Jack, the delegation will grow. And
the delegation?
We're not just talking about delegation is going to grow. And we're not just talking about Blue Chew tonight. All right?
Hey,
so that's really, really important. But
it's important that we pour white guys.
Wow.
Yep. It is.
Is that where we are?
Need a little extra length, you know?
All right. Okay. All right. Get on to your thing.
Let's move over to this cowgirl thing that we're opening our series with and season with. And I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them because the team hasn't been relevant during most of their fan base's lifetime. They get to ride our coattails. They get to see what a real winning franchise looks like. They get to see what the Lombardi looks like. And, you know, guys like flight attendant Jim that haven't seen a Super Bowl since he was a kid playing with, like, toy trays and beverage carts get to see what a Super Bowl contender really looks like. And that's what I'm happy for them. We get to open the season with a win. It's good all around. I mean, no?
I think it's good. Yeah, I mean, I'm not so sure. I'm not putting it into the world that we're opening the season with a win. I'm not like...
There's a preview of September 3rd.
Yeah. Well, I'm just
September 4th.
What do we think the line is on that game?
Seven. It's seven already.
Oh, seven. So my guess was going to be 5.5. Yeah. All right, seven. Yeah.
Guys, can I put out something on the airwaves though? Can we find out, Spike, what the hell is going on with your boss there, Rod Lincoln? Is he off on another vacation or something?
I don't know. Why? Is he coming tonight? I left a pass for him. Is he going to come?
Come on.
All right.
Is it
just
free?
Got back home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He has to get back home. What? Is one time a week? Is one week a year at home?
Is it spelled F-R-E-E?
What do you mean? What's the problem?
This guy's got two jobs to do right now, and I need him to lock in. All right? He's got to get the WIP games scheduled and set up with Jack and Mr. Softgrind.
Yep.
And he's got to set up the push-up contest that you've been ducking with Hugh because, you know, of... ailing back.
Right.
Excuses.
And Hugh is getting stronger from everything I've heard.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting weaker because I'm scared to do push-ups in my neighborhood now because I'm scared somebody's going to videotape me because you guys put a bounty on it.
Yeah. You're getting bullied by neighborhood kids.
I need Rod to lock in.
I need Rod to lock in, too. Thank you for the call, Chris. When is the camera versus Fritz actually happening?
Were you successful in... You were trying to get that asked out of the Barrett Sports Media thing last week. Do you know if that was asked?
I don't know. Barrett told me he was going to bring it up.
Okay.
So I haven't watched the video of it, but Barrett told me he was going to bring it up.
Yeah. I can only imagine how red his face got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Furious at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says all the time, I'm becoming more and more talent every time. Prickly.
We all see it.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling it. Speaking of prickly.
Wow. That's
sex.
A good transition into the Blue Chew.
It is a good segue.
Yep. You know, how about tonight? Let's think about tonight.
They get Cooper Flag.
You're coming back from the lottery party. They get the pick. Say they get number one. You want to celebrate. Well, if you keep a Blue Chew in the car, maybe 10 minutes from home, pop that sucker in there, you're ready to celebrate.
You get home?
Yeah.
Bang.
Yep. Give her the look.
Give her a wink?
Yep. A little wink.
Say, hey, this isn't the only lottery we're going to win tonight.
Yep. Send a text message with the winky emoji.
What?
You know?
I guess there is that emoji.
There's a winking emoji.
What about the purple one?
No.
Blue Chew's the way you want
to
go.
Well, unless you're trying to say it's demon time. You put the demon on there, the purple demon.
Oh, yeah. It could be purple demon. Could be purple demon. Look, all you have to do is go onto the website. Go to BlueChew.com. Our message to you is get a first month free, see how it works for you. Because my gut tells me once you see how it works in that first month, your gut's going to be telling you, keep the prescription. Don't you dare, Ike. We keep that right there.
Yep.
We keep it right there.
Yeah.
We're keeping that right there. Yep. I see Ike laughing. Yep. We're going to keep it right there. God. The same active ingredients as Levitra, Staxin, and Cialis, and Viagra. Mm. Just go to BlueChew.com.
Yep.
It's chewable. It's cheaper because it's made and shipped right here in the U.S.
No tariffs.
No tariffs at all.
Can I let you two guys in on a little bit of secret?
Yeah.
It's a good weekend.
What? NFL.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Everybody's happy.
Wish yes.
I had the Ike snarl sounder.
Yep. Yep.
Got to let the big dog eat. Yep.
We're going to get you your first month for free.
I wonder why you're in such a good mood today, Ike, you know?
Yep, you are in a good mood.
I feel light on my feet.
Yep.
Can't relate.
You're not going to have to go to the doctor. You just go to BlueChew.com. You're not going to have to wait in line in the pharmacy. They're going to send you everything in a discreet and
hard package.
First month free on the WIP Afternoon Show. Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. All you got to do is pay for the shipping, like $5, and then you will be ready to
chew it and do it.
Chew it. Do it.
There he is.
Woo, 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 woo.
There he is. Look at that grin from Ike.
Yep.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
I'm still managed that Renee still has not heard one of these commercials yet.
Oh, she hasn't?
Nope.
I don't think
Val. But she knows about them, though.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
She's heard about them.
Well, Val knows about them, too, and she's in the area now. But I'm finding out, even in the area, she still doesn't listen to me on the radio. It, as it turns out, it had nothing to do with living in North Jersey. It just has to do with she hears me
enough. She hears you enough.
Enough.
That's exactly what it is.
Yep. I talk at home. She's not a big talker, so I just yap away. Brian in Maryland, you're on WIP.
Before I comment, Spike, can you make Mike wear the Fitbit while they announce the picks?
Yeah, so we were earlier this year on the pod, the team sucked, so we never did it. Mike got a Fitbit so he could monitor his pulse during Sixers games and right. See how high it would go. I hope he's wearing it. I would love to see his pulse as the lottery begins. I will check in on him. I didn't see it on his wrist, but if it is, we will get a pulse update after the lottery.
Okay, that's incredible.
Yep.
All right, my main comment is this. And I want to hear what you guys think. I don't understand how the number 2 and 3 pick were on the same team, and that team was awful in college. Like, that's why I'm thinking you keep Cooper Flagg, you move the 2 and 3. I just don't understand how they could be that bad.
Oh, you're talking about the Rutgers kids, yeah.
Yeah, you had two out of the number 2 and number 3 player in the country, and you guys weren't good.
Yeah, I mean, that's that whole, you know, Ben being the number 1 pick, and he couldn't even get his team in a tournament.
Fultz
the same way. I believe in that, too. I mean, it doesn't tell the whole story. Listen, I didn't watch a lot of Rutgers basketball. It is hard for me to believe how you don't make the tournament with the number 2 and number 3 overall pick in the draft.
Well, and people kept telling me, well, the rest of their team was trash. I was like, okay, but still.
Yeah, it's
if you have two top 5 lottery picks, you should win 19 games.
You should win 19, 20 games with 2 NBA caliber players.
Yes, that's
team.
What I'm saying. And they were under 500. It raises my.
I should fire that coach. I don't even know who it is.
Well, it raises my.
Eddie George, though?
It raises my antenna a little bit, but also college basketball is just like. Feels like it's never mattered less to the players. Like, it really doesn't. They're going there for a year because they have to. They're going whoever pays them the most money. Like, I think it puts them in a. I'm not saying a bad situation, but I'm like.
But I'll say this, though.
Winning doesn't matter.
And I'll say this. Duke had went through some mediocre years. Coach K has retired.
Yep.
Right? I look at that Duke team. That's not a – I mean, it was a nice team, but,
it wasn't loaded.
I think Cooper Flagg coming in and doing what he did, that shows you about his greatness and impact of others. And you got two of those guys. I mean, well, Duke had 3 guys. I do see that now. They do have 3 guys.
Yeah,
the, top 10.
The center and Canopo.
Whatever
it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I would still have to take them, but – the antennas are raised on the Rutgers kids.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Brian. I'm just, at this point, until I dig in, I'm taking I'm taking KOC's word for it on Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
I'm taking Mike's word for it on Dylan Harper. Okay. And after that, it just seems like it's
okay.
It's wide open.
Yeah.
But
I'm taking your word on both of them.
Yeah.
I've seen Cooper Flagg, but I had that Dylan Harper.
I'm not watching Rutgers.
I'm watching Rutgers.
I didn't watch Duke. I watched one Duke game this year. 215-592-9494. Luke in Lancaster. You're on WIP. What's up, Luke?
Yo, what's up? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Luke.
What's up, Luke?
The Sixers draft lottery tonight. I want to know how long you guys think not getting, like, if they don't get a top 5 pick, I do think they'll get a top five pick, but if they don't, how long are they screwed for?
Well, they better win. they better be good the next couple of years. I don't think they're screwed. I think they're in. For a team that is highly leveraged contractually on older players who didn't play last year, I think they're in pretty decent shape. I think Maxey is young, and he's really good. McCain is young, and he's really good. They own most of their firsts, and they also have two Clipper firsts coming up. So if they're forced to rebuild, I think they are in a better situation to rebuild. Thank you for the call, Luke, than most teams would be. The only trouble that you're going to have is what are you doing with? I think this year you could trade Paul George and just get off of it and not have to pay a pick. Yeah. Embiid, I don't know. If it doesn't work out for Embiid this year, it might be one of those things where you just see they don't want to trade a pick, so they just have him sitting on their salary cap for the next 3 years as they work it out. But I don't think they're screwed. I just think they're in way better position if they get the pick, but I don't think they're screwed if they don't.
They don't get it, right?
Yeah. Just like think about a team rebuilding that has Maxey, has McCain when he got hurt last year was the favorite to win Rookie of the Year, has all but one of their own picks, and have the two Clipper picks. I don't know. It's not a bad situation to be in.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, McCain certainly looked much better than I anticipated him.
Way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't even a fan of the pick when they made it.
No.
He quickly turned me into a fan in a month and a half.
Yeah, seeing him in summer league, I was like, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
And preseason, too. And then he just exploded.
Yeah, he had that six-week run there where he was like the talk of the early NBA.
It feels like McCain was a Sixer 2 years ago.
Yes.
That's how long it's been, yeah.
Yep.
You're right. It feels so long since he's been here.
By the way, for all the Sixers screw-ups, getting McCain at 16, getting Maxey at 21.
Yeah, 21, yeah.
Pretty good picks.
Oh, yeah.
Edwards is definitely a rotation guy, was an undrafted free agent. Even Bona, when he finally got...
I like Bona, yeah.
When he finally got minutes at the end of the year, they've done pretty well that way. So I think they're... By the way, Cindy's shoes, like...
They're outrageous.
God bless her.
Yeah.
Oh, boots on the ground.
We hear them. You can hear Cindy coming down. We can hear you. No, it's no big deal. We can hear you coming down the hallway because you
got
the boots.
Yeah, the ground.
You hear the clicking.
I was going to wear something similar.
You were?
Yeah.
You're going to wear your cowboy boots?
Decided against it.
Yeah,
but not tonight.
Would have been awkward if you and Cindy wore your boots at the same time.
I got to say.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure how it was going to turn out. But the delegation has moved over to the cowboy boots with the hats and
oh, really?
The outfits. Yes, they have.
Should I thank you, Beyonce? Now,
I was going to say that. Was that a Beyonce duty?
I think that was a Beyonce thing. Like I said, I was not in favor of this in the beginning, but it seems like it's...
Are you going to do it?
No. I'm too old, but I don't mind looking at it on TikTok. I see a lot of the line dancing on TikTok, and we've infiltrated.
You know, I think actually...
We're in there now with our cowboy outfits.
It's normally the delegation... influencing our style.
Yeah.
I do think we've had two things that have influenced the other way. Skinny jeans started with us.
Yep.
And they infiltrated.
I definitely hate y'all for that.
Sorry.
Yep.
And then the cowboy stuff.
Yeah.
It
has worked.
This is us all getting look at the harmony.
This is what I'm talking about. Harmony.
This is harmony.
All it took was for Beyonce to make a terrible country song.
Yep. Whole album.
Oh, I'm
album.
Sorry, Beehive. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Album.
Don't.
Yeah. Album.
Tweet it out.
Tongue in cheek. Don't come at me.
Tweet it out. Jack, what is coming up in the top five at five?
Well, I had a conversation this morning.
With who?
And it reminded me of the toughest guys for me to have conversations with.
Yeah.
That's different.
Okay.
Toughest guys for you to have conversations with.
Okay.
I don't even know where he's going with this.
Yeah. That is really.
Yep. That is coming up next. We're at Franklin Music Hall for the lottery party. Doors open in 10 minutes. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Spike's nervous.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.